I take refuge until I am enlightened in the Buddhas, the Dharma, and the Sangha, by the positive potential I create, by practicing generosity and the other far-reaching attitudes. May I attain Buddhahood in order to benefit all sentient beings. May all sentient beings have happiness and its causes. May all sentient beings be free of suffering and its causes. May all sentient beings not be separated from sorrowless bliss. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free of bias, attachment, and anger. Glorious and precious Root Guru, sit upon the lotus and moon seat on my crown, guiding me with your great kindness. Bestow upon me the attainments of your body, speech, and mind. The eyes through whom the vast scriptures are seen, supreme doors for the fortunate who would cross over to spiritual freedom, illuminators whose wise means vibrate with compassion, to the entire line of spiritual masters I make request. Imagine much light coming from the lineage lamas and the Buddhas into us. And continue this as we recite the Buddha's mantra. Tayata Muni Muni Maha Muniya Soha Tayata Muni Maha Muniya Soha Tayata Muni 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 Muni Maha Muniya Soha. And then after I read each verse from the Guru Puja, imagine much light coming from the Buddhas and the lineage masters into us, purifying our self-cherishing and enriching our mind with love and compassion as we contemplate the meaning of each verse. Having considered how all these pitiful beings have been our mothers and have raised us with kindness again and again, we seek your inspiration to develop unaffected compassion like that of a loving mother for her precious child. There is no difference between ourselves and others. None of us wishes even the slightest suffering or is ever content with the happiness we have. Realizing this, we seek your inspiration to enhance the bliss and joy of others. This chronic disease of cherishing ourselves is the cause giving rise to our unsought suffering. Perceiving this, we seek your inspiration to blame, begrudge, and destroy the monstrous demon of selfishness. The mind that cherishes all mother beings and would secure them in bliss is the gateway leading to infinite virtue. Seeing this, we seek your inspiration to cherish these beings more than our lives, even should they rise up as our enemies. In brief, infantile beings labor only for their own ends, while Buddhas work solely for the welfare of others. With a mind understanding the distinctions between the failings of one and the advantages of the other, we seek your inspiration to enable us to equalize and exchange ourselves for others. Since cherishing ourselves is the doorway to all torment, while cherishing our mothers is the foundation of all that is good, inspire us to make our core practice the yoga of exchanging self for others. Thus, venerable compassionate gurus, inspire us so that all negativities, obscurations, and sufferings of mother beings without exception ripen upon us right now, and that we give our happiness and virtue to others, thereby investing all beings in bliss. Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and lineage masters are very pleased with our requests and our aspirations. And they all dissolve into the central figure of the Buddha, who then comes on top of our head. The Buddha melts into a ball of golden light that flows down into us, settling at our heart. We think that our mind and the Buddha's mind are completely merged, so that our mind is blessed and inspired and comes to have the same qualities as the Buddha's mind. We'll begin the taking and giving with ourselves. So imagine yourself in the future. Think of yourself in the space in front of you and all the various problems that you're likely to have. Old age, sickness, death, not getting what you want, getting what you don't want, obstacles in practice. And so develop a real feeling of compassion for your future self. And think of taking on all that suffering. Imagine all those problems of your future self leaving in the form of smoke and pollution. And with real compassion, you inhale that. You take that suffering upon yourself. So that your future self is completely free of it. And as you inhale that pollution and suffering, it becomes a lightning bolt which smashes at the solid lump of selfishness and disturbing attitudes at your heart, completely exploding it, demolishing it, so that nothing remains. There's just an incredible, vast, open space at your heart, free of all the disturbing attitudes, free of the tight confines of self-preoccupation. And stay peacefully in that empty space. And then a light appears within that space at your heart, and you radiate it out to your future self in front of you. And imagine your body becoming like a wish-fulfilling body that can multiply and transform and become whatever you might need in the future. So send yourself friends and helpers and companions, teachers and doctors, whatever you might possibly need. Multiply your own body, and with a real sense of love, send that out to your future self. And imagine your future self receiving it and being fulfilled, being content. And then give your possessions, and imagine they multiply and transform and become everything you could possibly need in the future. Food and clothing and shelter, books, medicine, whatever you could possibly need. And give to yourself with a feeling of love, and imagine that your future self receives these things and is fulfilled. And then give your positive potential also to your future self so that it multiplies and transforms into everything you could need in the future on the path. Teachers and study materials, Dharma friends, places to practice and do retreat, translators, whatever, you give it all. To such an extent that as you give your positive potential, it becomes all the good qualities on the path. So that you give yourself generosity, you give yourself contentment, give your future self concentration and wisdom, give yourself clarity of mind and compassion. Really imagine that your future self receives these things, becomes a bodhisattva and then a Buddha. Now think of your friends. Visualize specific people in front of you. Think of their sufferings and with compassion take those on yourself. Think of not only their temporal sufferings within cyclic existence, but also the suffering of having the five aggregates under the control of delusion and karma. Take on their disturbing attitudes and karma. And as you inhale it in the form of pollution or smoke, becomes a thunderbolt, then strikes and demolishes the lump of self-preoccupation, ignorance, disturbing attitudes at your own heart, totally obliterating them. Letting your mind rest in that peaceful space, free of all disturbing attitudes, free of all grasping at inherent existence. Then a light appears at your heart, which radiates out to your friends and relatives, and transform your body and multiply it so that it becomes whoever they may need in the future. And send the friends and helpers and whatever out to them. And they receive that and feel secure and content. And then think of your possessions and give them, multiply and transform them so that they become the things that your friends and relatives could use. Again, imagine them receiving them and feeling happy. And then give them your positive potential that radiates out in the form of all the things that they need to practice the Dharma and radiates out as all the realizations. So give them a generous mind. Give them a free and open mind. Give them the six far-reaching attitudes. Give them the realizations of the tantric path. Give them the bodhicitta and imagine them receiving all these qualities and becoming Buddhas. then think of strangers, various people that we don't know. We might pick out a particular group of people, the people in the city or people who are sick, people in earthquake zones or war zones. And again, think of their specific sufferings. Think of their general suffering of being in cyclic existence. And with compassion, take that upon yourself. Really develop the strong wish that if I could bear those problems for them, I would happily do so. As you inhale it in the form of smoke and pollution, it becomes a lightning bolt that strikes at and destroys the stone of disturbing attitudes and self-preoccupation at your heart, destroying it, letting your mind rest in the emptiness of inherent existence and the lack of all those obscurations. And the light appears at your heart, and give to those people your body multiplied and transformed so that it becomes whoever they need, and they receive it and are fulfilled. And multiply and transform your possessions. Send them out in the form of whatever these people need. And they receive them and are happy. And then give them your positive potential so that it becomes all the qualities of mind that they need, the courage and confidence, the openness and generosity and patience, all the various realizations, and all the conditions and situations they need to generate those realizations. So give it to them. Imagine they receive them and become Buddhas. Then think of the people that you don't like, people you disapprove of, You have ill feelings towards. Especially think, develop compassion towards them. It's because of their own misery and unhappiness and confusion that they do the things that we find harmful or objectionable. So really try and feel their unhappiness and wish to take that from them. Wish you could bear all their unhappiness and their bad circumstances on yourself so that they can be free of them. As you inhale the smoke and pollution, it transforms into a lightning bolt that strikes at and demolishes our own resistance, our own fears and anxiety, our own obscurations and tension and negative karma, leaving us with a vast, open, clear, and pure heart. The lack of disturbing attitudes, the lack of obscurations. Really feel that the people you don't like are free of all of their tension and problems, and you likewise are free of yours. Rest the mind in that empty space. Within that space appears a brilliant light. You multiply and transform your body so it becomes whoever those people need, friends, doctors, companions, teachers, students, whatever they need, you become, and they receive it and are happy. And multiply and transform your possessions so it becomes what they need. Send it out to them, whatever they need. And they receive it graciously. And then send them also your positive potential. So it becomes all the conditions they need for practice. All the realizations along the path so that they can become fully enlightened Buddhas. So really think that all sentient beings now, yourself, friends and relatives, strangers, people you don't like, that they're all free of suffering. They've all attained the peerless happiness of enlightenment. And really feel joy in your heart for having been able to bring that about. Now let's dedicate the positive potential. Due to this merit, may we soon attain the enlightened state of Guru Buddha, that we may be able to liberate all sentient beings from their suffering. May the precious Bodhi mind, not yet born, arise and grow. May the born have no decline, but increase forevermore.